Well, I mean, I think I'm more anxious to get back out there just on the fact it's playoff football time. Obviously, the regular season kind of sets you up for this time of the year, and I think the older you get, you realize this is what it's all about, is getting to the playoffs and making that run to, you know, another Super Bowl. So last year was last year, but this year I like what we have going. Hopefully we can continue to improve and keep winning games.
How tough was it to miss that playoff game last year?
It was real tough.
Like, you like what you have going, what do you like most about the way this team is trending into the playoffs?
Well, I think we're just, like you said, we're trending in the right direction. You know, you want to be playing your best ball, you know, at the end of the year. And defensively speaking, we've been doing that. We've been playing very well. You know, offense is going to continue to put up points on the board, continue to show up. So, provided we can hold up our end of the bargain, then we'll be a pretty tough team to beat.
DeMarco Murray seemed like a tie. You guys have a big tie here. What do you guys do to try to limit him?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to make his plays, you know, but the bottom line is we can't let him get going, especially getting on the edge against those, you know, DBs, those cornerbacks, those safeties. We need to stop him, rally. Detroit did a good job last week of corralling him for the most part, disrupting that front line and creating pressure. So, really, I think it's just about getting all hats to the ball because he's a special talent and, you know, he'll make his plays.
How important is it for you guys to set that tempo early in this game against these guys in that high-powered offense?
Well, it's real important. You know, you look at Tony Romo this year playing his best ball, and that's obviously helped with you know, what DeMarco's been able to do. So if we're able to stop that running game, force him to be one-dimensional, which we try and do each and every week, it obviously plays into our favor. So all that being said, very important to come out, kind of set the tone on defense and be able to stop the run.
Are you fully comfortable now with the change that was made during the bye week in your alignment?
I hope so.
I mean, did it take you a while to make that transition?
No, I was really good since the Chicago game. They just put me back there and just making plays. I'm comfortable with it. You know, I think it's been exaggerated to switch to middle linebacker as far as really how much I play back there. But I believe I'm a good supplement to whenever they need me back there as far as, you know, my responsibility when I drop into coverage as well as pressure up the middle. So I feel real good about, you know, when my name's called to, or my package, excuse me, is called to go back there and help shore things up. So I feel good about that, you know, as well as coming off the edge.
Different responsibilities, obviously, in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, stopping the offense. So a few different gaps here, a few different responsibilities, but for the most part, you're either playing the run, rushing the pass, or dropping into coverage.
Good to see Aaron Rodgers out there, and how do you look?
You'd like to know, wouldn't you? He looked good out there. Yeah, I mean, it's good to see him out there, obviously. You know, he's our MVP on the team, and he's going to get us where we want to go. So we obviously need him this week. Or we obviously have the utmost confidence in Matt. But at the end of the day, you know, like Aaron has said, he'll be out there. He'll make it work. He has these past 2 weeks, and, you know, even if he's injured. So that's what you have to see at your quarterback, you know, a warrior. And he'll be out there. So we'll see what that means, but he'll be out there. He's got a lot of savvy, you know, especially referring to that, I think it was a big third down, you know, knows where to break routes off, knows where the safeties are, as well as, you know, the in man-to-man coverage where the person's leaning. So, you know, I think a talent of his caliber, you know, he's really been a security blanket for Tony Romo over the years. So you got to understand he's going to be big, especially not just overall. Well, he will be big overall, but especially in a third down game, him getting open. Very smart, savvy player.
What does it say about a team that's 8-0 on the road?
What does it say about a team that's 8-0 at home? We'll find out.
Claire, there's certain keys to playing well defensively in the playoffs, or how much of it is an extension of, you know, building on what you did in the regular season?
That's a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, we understand this is playoff football. However, you know, we don't want to treat this thing any differently. We have to just continue to build off the success we've managed to create this first, you know, well, I guess through the first 16 games, and especially as of these past couple games. So we got to keep it going, though. We've been doing some good things, and obviously there's always room for improvement. So we'll continue to do that, and hopefully that's enough to get a victory.